Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's MJ. It's your girl, the host with the most from the middle of the coast. It's MJ of the MJ Live Show, people. And you have just now joined our broadcast, and it's going down. It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. And y'all know Friday is my favorite day of the week. So I'm trying to see some. You know, sometimes see some. I'm trying to see who rocking with me today. For real. Because if you're not rocking with me, you might as well go and hang up, cuz. Hang up. Other than that, you are now rocking with the dopest show in the world. Or at least in my part of town. I don't know if it's dope in the world, you know, because you got Wendy Williams and whatnot. You got everybody, you know, Dr. Phil. And who else? Ellen. You know, so I'm trying to get like them. You know, I'm trying to, but I don't know, you know, if I can basically break through to their market. But hey, you know what? Whatever. Because we got MJ Lovers. And ain't nobody really tripping off if you don't listen to us. Not, we're not worried about that because we still going to do us regardless. MJ Live, people. Let's see how many minutes. We have, I think, 25 minutes remaining. And we're going to get down to it. We don't have that much time. We really don't have that much time. So I really don't got time to play with y'all. I really wanted to touch bases with you all to find out what's happening with the Rick. Everything was all good just a week ago. The next thing you know, you hear stories and reports about Rick Ross going, not to jail, not going to jail. He got sent to the hospital. All right, so let's get down to business. You know, let's get down to business. One second. All right, so look, I think it was about 4 days ago, Rick Ross, you know, there was a 911 call from Rick Ross's, I guess, where he lives. I don't know where Rick Ross lives, you know, so I know he's got probably the dopest house on the planet, you know, besides, you know, the mansions or whatever with the Saudi Arabia princes and stuff like that and oil royalty. But I know he's got a dope mansion. I think it's like 26 rooms. I'm not sure. All I know is that this guy is part of Maybach Music. He's a rapper. We all know him. And I can't say he's the real Rick Ross. He ain't the real Rick Ross. He ain't the OG that I know. I'm just keeping it 100. I'm just keeping it 100. He is not the Rick Ross that we all know on the streets. Now, in the industry, he may be that Rick Ross, but on the streets, we know of another Rick Ross, the real boss. So, with that being said, 4 days ago, there was a call, a 911 call. TMZ had it. And they said he was rushed to the hospital early Thursday morning following a 911 call from his home, reporting that the artist was breathing heavily, slobbing at the mouth, and unresponsive. In lieu of the situation, the caller had also mentioned Ross's history of seizures. The caller also said that Ross had defecated on himself, which I don't know why they would bring that up, you know. But, yeah, they said he defecated on himself. It's not a laughing matter or anything like that. It's just, you know, basically, they didn't like how, you know, his camp didn't like how all these false reports, I guess, were getting put out, you know, that Rick Ross had been going through all this stuff and his personal details. Because, you know, that's like against the law to actually talk about people's, I guess, their health issues. Like, you can't really discuss that. That's not something to be discussed publicly, right? All right, so anyway, he was rushed to the hospital Thursday, which this will be the anniversary because today is Thursday. Okay, well, an update. Let's give you an update. Close friend of Rick Ross's, Fat Trail, took to Instagram to confirm that Rick Ross is not on a life support machine, but he is alive and doing very well because that's the kicker. They said the reports released that Rick Ross was on life support, and not even just regular life support, advanced life support, bro. Advanced, meaning that you're on a life support that's basically keeping your heart and your lungs alive, that you're only alive because of a machine, right? Whew. It's called EC MO. So all my nurses out there, all my doctors, if you can call in and basically explain what that is, because we need some help. We need some help figuring this out. 1-323-642-1230. Again, 323-642-1230. Call us if you're a doctor or a nurse so we can find out what exactly ECMO machine is. But anyway, Fat Trill, who is a rapper, if I'm not mistaken, or he might be a host of a show. I'm not sure. I forget who Fat Trill is. Well, he took to Instagram to confirm that Rick Ross is not in live support, but he is doing alive and well. I just talked to my big homie. He's good. He in the hospital, but he's not on life support. He good, right? Now, that was like some of the comments that was coming out of his camp, which it became kind of strange because how do you go from being on life support to being a picture of health? So we honestly, you know, conspiracy theorists are saying that, you know, he got where he was really sick, and they wanted to draft up a will to make sure that all his property and all his belongings was protected, because maybe he didn't have a will. Maybe it was like Prince, he didn't have a will. I don't know. All I know is that even Gunplay, everybody is saying that he's alive and he's fine. So I guess I'm just going to roll with that Rick Ross is alive and fine. But let's just say Rick Ross tweeted out. No, he Instagrammed his Rolly, and it has like diamonds and all kinds of stuff in it, but his Instagram is Rich Forever. You can follow him if you want, but it's hashtag, his last post is hashtag Florida Boy. And he has like, it's just like mad diamonds in his watch, you know? So his comment section was lit up with the praying hands emoji. They said his camp said it looks like Rick Ross's sports reports, Rick Ross' death, or looks like reports of Rick Ross' death have been greatly exaggerated. If the internet could kill, Rick Ross would definitely be dead. Over the weekend, reports circulated that Rick Ross was clinging to life at a Miami area hospital. TMZ claimed that the rapper was strapped to life support systems, while Twitter claimed he was dead. Ross's family said reports were fake news, even claiming that the rapper never visited the hospital, but that only fueled the fires over the weekend. Right, because why would they say that he never visited the hospital? Like, there's literally a 911 call saying, help, the boss is in trouble, right? But all of a sudden, he hasn't even been to the hospital. So I don't know what they're trying to hide. Anyway, today the rapper displayed a pricey diamond-encrusted gold Rolex watch coupled with a similarly encrusted bracelet, and the rapper offered the brief tag, hashtag Florida Boy. The mansion around his wrist looks like it was posted from the hospital. Earlier, Maybach Music's Fat Trail told his fans that Ross was indeed hospitalized and not on life support. Trail's information conflicted with claims from Rick Ross's family, leading to rampant speculation online after the family stated that Ross never went to the hospital, which is not what I heard. Word on the curb is, people, that Ross's family, as soon as they heard he was in a hospital, they jetted up in the Maybach, no lie, in a Maybach, it might have been a Rolls Royce, I don't know, to the hospital, and basically, you know, jumped out of the car and left the doors open, you know, in front of the hospital, and ran into the hospital and was hysterical, you know? So that's the word on the curb. You know, I got my sources. You know, I got my plugs. I didn't go to Twitter for this. I actually heard it from some people who live in Florida. So Ross is chronically overweight and has suffered multiple seizures in the past. That includes a pair of seizures in 2011, which the rapper blames on exhaustion from a relentless work schedule. Ross has also made attempts to allegedly slim down and hit the treadmill. At one point, Ross was rumored to tip the scales to 350 pounds, which is a lot. It's a lot. So, you know, I've seen that the whole world, we all seen that he got slim. So, you know, I guess he's, you know, he still had problems. Oh, allegedly, also too, for legal purposes, word on the curb is, and I usually don't go by this, but you know, I got my plug, and I'm an industry insider a bit, not 100%, but a bit. I heard that he had a weekend bender with strippers, with three strippers, and that he basically tapped out. He tapped out. So they said they blamed it on dehydration. And just exhaustion, you know. So it's hard. It's hard being a rapper, you know. I would say boss, but I can't say boss because he goes by Rick Ross. But like I said, That's just not the Rick Ross that we know. But hey, we'll get to that story at a later day. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, shout out to you, Rick Ross. Get better. Hope you're feeling better. Man, take it easy on them strippers, man. For real. Okay, so look, my source was Hypebeast that I got the story from, and also digitalmusicnews.com. Digitalmusicnews.com. Shout out to y'all, man. Okay, so anyway, you know, we have how many minutes remaining? 16 minutes and 39 seconds remaining, all right? And if you want to call me, the number is 1-323-642-1230. I'm about to post it to Facebook. I will post it to Twitter, but I just don't think I have the time to log into Twitter. I'm actually working on several sources here. So I'm posting it now, people. I'm trying to get my chat room open, but I haven't been able to get it open, you know, for ever since I, you know, started my shows back. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but, you know, y'all need to get on the ball, man, for real. Like, you know, can we get the chat room going? Because we trying to turn up in this piece, you know? So, you know, if I can get the chat room going, if I can get it up, I will definitely open it for you all. I really don't really have that much time anyway, so I'm not really worried about it because these are just like little shows and I'm bringing you all until, you know, I can get my hands around a nice show, a nice two-hour show for you all. Don't you remember those shows where MJ Law stayed on the air for 2 loud hours? I used to be so tired. But it was fun. It was fun. MJ Law, people. It's Thursday. We're kicking it. The number is 1-323-642-1230. Give me a call. I'm waiting. MJ Law, people. All right. Bringing you entertainment and music news. As a matter of fact, real news, baby. Real news, baby. You know? Shout out to Impact, who will be joining us in a couple of shows here. They're going to be discussing time travel. OMG, right? Time travel? What? Yeah, it's the thing. It's the thing that you really need to take it. And that we're going to be time traveling here. So, yeah, that ought to be an interesting show. Oh. All right. Oscars. Let's talk Oscars, people. Now, I wasn't going to cover the fact that, you know, Jada and hard on the Oscars last year because I think Will Smith has some kind of move now. You know, he didn't get nominated or, you know, there was not a lot of Oscar wins from Black people. So Jada wasn't having it. She spoke out. She pulled a Monique on us a year ago, and she spoke out on the Oscars and was like, you know, it ain't cool. Y'all not recognizing our art, and, you know, we work hard. And for us, y'all not to recognize our art, you know, it's not really cool. So people were saying, like, you know, Black people need to get their own show or the Oscars. There's more to worry about than an Oscar. At least that's what the former mother of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air said, the one who played the mother on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She basically, you know, went on to talk about it. Jada was being a crybaby. Will needs to grow up. You know, which is crazy, you know, like, can't nobody speak on that? So, anyway, I haven't really been watching the Oscars because I just felt like, you know, she's right. We should boycott this because, you know, we don't see any people. So, anyway, you know, so I tuned in for a little bit, you know, but I can't say that I watched it. Well, Trump tweeted out a joke. This is courtesy of Vulture joke. The tweet was,
It's not stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course. Okay, okay, Trump. You got us on that. You are a star, right? You had your own reality show. He was a reality star. So get on the Oscars, man. That ain't your problem no more. That ain't your fight, man. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, I'm just playing, you know. But that's what Donald. Lowest rated actors in history, the president tweeted, like an uncle who bootlegs this man half of a Hollywood Reporter roundtable. He diagnosed the problem is we don't have any stars anymore, except the president. A good tax on just, you know, like I said, somebody take his phone. Can we please take his, I mean, hand. It's getting out of hand. He tweets more than I do. You know? How are you tweeting more than a millennial? That's crazy, cuz. Anyway. Okay. I really did try. It's okay, though. It's okay. And we're going to get this handled. He's able to cuss me out like you want, or just hang out. You know what I'm saying? However you want to do it, however you gonna do it. Just do it. 1, 2, 3. We have 9 minutes 40. Now, I have a side story that I was going to do. Let me get to this right. They continue coverage. Cunningham, right? Basically is a CDC reporter and, well, not reporter. He's a CDC scientist. And Atlanta announced Tuesday that the reward for the information and leading to the criminal activity scientist Timothy Cunningham has grown to $15,000. That's crazy. No one has seen or heard from Cunningham since Monday, February 12th, right? That's crazy. Atlanta police said he left work earlier that day and said that he wasn't feeling too well. On Saturday, crews with the K-9 team searched for a wooded area near Mercer University campus in DeKalb County with no luck. The one thing that's particular about this case is that he spoke out on the flu shot. He basically spoke out on the flu vaccine, and he feels that that's why people were getting sick. But here, I'll let them tell you all about it. This is WEMZ, MAZ.com. Let's see if I can pull this up. Okay, 1 second. I'll pull it up in a second, but look. It's 13WMAZ.com. That is my source, and I'm sticking to it. But they basically are going to give you the drop on things. 1 second. Let me see if I can get this going.
Here is a look back at what we know so far. Let's start from the beginning, February 12th. He went home sick from work around 7:30 in the morning after learning he had not been promoted. At 9:12 that morning, he called his mother, but she didn't answer. That evening, a neighbor thinks he saw Cunningham jogging. After not hearing from him, Cunningham's parents ask a relative who lives in the area to use his spare key and check on him. The relative reports back that Cunningham wasn't home, but his car keys and cell phone were in the house. On February 14th at 7:30 in the morning, Cunningham's parents arrive and they find the home empty. 2 hours later, they report him missing. Now, 2 weeks later, the search for Cunningham continues. And now the reward has been up to $22,000. You can read more about the investigation tomorrow on 11alive.com and watch an exclusive interview with Cunningham's parents from inside.
Whoa. Wait, so the reward has, it's ever since I've last seen it, it has went up to $22,000. That is so sad because his family, they are really, really, really trying to find him. So if y'all have any idea or any tip that you could, you know, give, contact his peoples, man. And, you know, just, we need help because he needs to be found. I mean, you know, just imagine if it was your family member, you know, you would really be upset and try to can everything you could to possibly find them. But, yeah, he sparked right out a flu vaccine, and now he's missing. Side note, sidebar, and footnote. But I can't say that that's actually why he came up missing. They did say that he had a promotion or that he was up for a promotion and didn't get it. So he could have probably, you know, maybe he hurt himself. Maybe he, you know, got depressed and just, you know, just or went off for a second and he probably hurt himself, or maybe he just figured he couldn't take it no more and he drove off. He needed a break. He needs a break from life. And I can understand that. You know, you need a break sometimes. All right. Women of color trying to get out of the United States. You know, they are, it's an HBO special, right? And basically Vice News is brought to you by Vice News. But they are trying to get out of the United States because they feel like the climate is very aggressive, and they need a break. Peep it out.
Like heaven right now. Alexis Bromley is from Nebraska. She needed a break from white people.
In Omaha, it's very segregated. It can be very isolating if you're a person of color. It's hard in Nebraska because it's a red state. You just don't know who you interact with on a daily basis, if they believe that you're lesser, if you're inferior, and how that in turn can affect me.
She says the current political climate only made these feelings worse. So she decided to go on a women of color feeling retreat in Costa Rica.
Hi, a beautiful smile.
Thank you guys so much for coming. My blackness is bold. My blackness is unimportant. The idea is simple. For 10 days, Black women come together to eat vegan food, meditate, do that we are safe to be Black in America. Where, you know, constantly being poked and prodded, oh, let me get your hair, oh, you're really pretty Black girl. People don't. This retreat is one of more than a dozen Black-owned travel groups, marketing trips specifically to people who look like Alexis. In the few years that most of these companies have been open, more and more clients are calling them up, at least 5 days. They've seen a spike in interest coinciding with Trump's election.
The idea of Black women reclaiming control over their own mind, body, and spirit is exactly what's needed to survive in a system that constantly tells us that our wellness isn't important. We stop taking care of ourselves.
Is the brainchild of Andrea X, a former Brooklynite turned expat.
Because I was sick of gentrification, racism,
it was her entire new life. She used all of her personal savings to form this.
That was outside a whole conversation. So, no, I don't think we can do that in the United States.
Yeah, and then because
we do for the racism basis, when you can't afford to be part of the retreat. Well, I think that it's important for people in the United States, Black and POC people, to start forming their own faith experience.
Easier said than done. White Americans find themselves in white only meetings and places all the time, without even trying or noticing. When Black people want a break from feeling like a minority, they often have to make an effort. Alexis made the effort, and it cost her $2,222. But for her and several other women, that's a reasonable price to pay for a retreat that bans white people.
Would having white people on this trip ruin it?
I don't think we will be as open that we are now.
Do you all feel like you've been
through something?
MJ Law people, okay, I'm back. That was a crazy clip, right? They basically, these women, you know, they take a retreat and they go to Puerto Rico. I think that's where they go. And, you know, it's a break from America, they said. It's a break to give POC, people of color, their own space, which I'm kind of in agreement with because, like they said, you know, when you go into certain establishments, like the last job I had was like completely white. And I'm no shade because I have white people in my family. All kinds of white people in my family. But, you know, basically, I don't know. It's just you have to have your own space. They are able to be around in their own space all the time. So I totally understand that. I'm going to play you part two of the clip of that on from Vice, Why Women of Color Are Trying to Get Out the United States, on my next show, but you can also catch it on my page. Go to Mary Jane Collins. You see that beautiful redhead girl with the glasses, looking like Lois Lane, Queen Mary. And you can watch the show and check it out. I'm going to end this show right now because I have 12 seconds remaining, and I want to discuss more about the women who are leaving America. So that will be on the next show. Continue with MJ Live, and call me, you know, when you can. My number is 1-3-1-3-2-3-6-4-2-1-2-3-0. I want to hear from my people. So I hope you all have an awesome day. Don't overthink it. Keep it positive. And it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be wrong sometimes. Just know that there's always a day to start over. My cousin used to tell me all the time, you wake up, you know what I'm saying, and you have a new day to start over. So always take that chance to utilize that new start, which God gives you every day. So on that note, MJ Live people, I'm out. Holla. And thanks for tuning in.